the warfare that is raging
ninu ogun ton ja
for the truth and for the right.
Fun eto ona to to ati otito.
When the conflict fierce is raging,
nipa ti ogun ba gbona gidigidi
with the powers of the night,
pelu awon agbara ogunjo oru,
God needs soldiers who are brave and true.
Olorun nilo awon omo ologun ti won ti olisito ti won si ni
ogun. May them depend on you.
Ogun ale bekele obi.
May the Lord depend on you.
Oluwa ko le bekele obi.
So loyalty is but is due.
Jeje olooto o ti on to din don.
Say, O Spirit, brave and true.
Bakolo iwe mi otito ati iye.
May them depend on you.
Ogun ale bekele obi.
The song goes like this.
Bae ni ori na ti se lo.
In the warfare that is raging for the truth and for the light, when the conflict fierce is raging with the powers of the night, God is soldiers brave and true. May them depend on you. May the Lord depend on you. Loyalty is what is due. So speak. For loyal soldiers comes to one and all. Soldiers of the conflict, will you hit that call? Will you answer quickly with a ready chair? Will you be enlisted as a volunteer? A volunteer for Jesus, a soldier too. Others have enlisted. So why not you? Jesus is a captain. We will never fail. So will you be enlisted as a volunteer? I'm sure you remember that song. A call for loyal soldiers come to one and all. Soldiers on a conflict, will you hear the call? Will you answer quickly with a ready chair? Will you be enlisted as a volunteer? A volunteer for Jesus, a soldier true. Others have enlisted, why not you? Jesus is the captain, we will never fear. Will you be enlisted as a volunteer?
God bless you in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is your friend in the School of Prayer and Deliverance, Daniel Lulukoya. You are most warmly welcome to the Revival Hour, an hour for those who have dogged determination to make heaven, an hour for those who want the power of God to touch their lives, an hour for those who want to move in a new way in the realm of the Spirit. God bless you in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for another Revival Hour. We thank you for your grace, your love, your might and power. We thank you for the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the mightiness of your name and your power. And we thank you for your name which is above all names. Father, accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. Father, we are gathered before you, open our understanding. Lay your hands upon us by the power of the God of Elijah. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. 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 Today in our Revival Hour, we're going to listen to this message which has blessed many lives. And let's take our Bibles and listen to me very carefully. I'm reading from the book of John chapter 5, the Gospel according to St. John chapter 5. I read to you a very popular story before we take the title of our message tonight. John chapter 5. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem, by the sheep market, a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude. A great, great multitude. When the Bible talks about the great multitude in a place, we're talking about thousands here. A great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. A great multitude of impotent folk, blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season unto the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. Unfortunately, these people did not have enough wisdom to hold a general meeting before the angel will arrive. But see, they come to trouble this water. And it's the first person that gets inside that gets healed. Instead of struggling here, let all of us march to the place. Immediately I struggle it, let all of us fall inside at the same time. No, they'll be struggling, pushing to be the first to get it. And therefore, only one person gets in at a time. And no one knows the time the angel will come back again to give what you can call the healing bonanza. And a certain man was there, which had an infirmity 38 years, sick for 38 years. Can you raise up your right hand and say this prayer with wicked violence? Long term infirmity. I am not your candidate. Backfire! In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Something is happening already. In Jesus' name we pray. You are not violent enough. And we'll be violent in the second one. Place up your right hand again. Shout this with violence. Pharaoh infirmity. Pharaoh infirmity is infirmity that does not want to let you go. He said, let my people go. Pharaoh said, no, they are not going anywhere. It's Pharaoh infirmity. Pharaoh infirmity. My life is not your candidate. Jesus. Somebody's breaking through already. Masaka tenda yabo shendera basanda. Open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth. This is not a death of negotiation. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's go on a little bit further. And a certain man was there, which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he said unto him, wilt thou be made whole? Wilt thou be made whole? There is a prayer to pray here. A very serious matter. The Bible says there were multitudes of impotent folks, blind, halt, withered in that place. Yet, somebody walked in who could stand there and say, every infirmity in this place, get out. And everybody, no exception, will have been healed. But it did not say so. I don't know why. It just simply out of that multitude went and picked just one man. The person who used to send the angel to trouble the waters came there physically and only went for one man. What kind of breakthrough is this? Can you raise up your right hand? My Father! Among the multitudes, choose me for blessings. In the name of Jesus. Yes. I refuse to get lost inside the multitudes. Open your mouth, open your mouth. In Jesus' name we pray. He went to only one man. I'm asking a question. Will thou be made whole? From where we got our song? Hear the footsteps of Jesus is now passing by, bearing back for the healing all who apply. It's to the sufferer. Song came from. The important man answered him, "Sir, I have no man." That's our sermon. "Sir, I have no man." "Sir, I have no man." Listen carefully. And this is a very serious matter. Many think they have people, but they have none. Many think they have supporters, but they have none. Many even think they have loyalists, but really they have none. Many think they have friends, but the truth is that they have none. Many think they have fathers, but really they have none. There are very good fathers. Many think they have mothers, but they really have none. They are very good mothers, but they just don't have. Will you call the man I want to describe now a father? Firstborn lady, 42. Secondborn lady, 39. Thirdborn, 35. Beautiful ladies, they have their own houses. They have a minimum of 2 cars each, all virgins. But it is as if they are invisible. The men, it's as if the men is just, the men just pass them by without even looking a second time. Nobody says, "I want to marry you." Even the useless, I love you, boyfriend of secondary school, nobody went to them. The last born, 35, started coming to Mountain of Fire. We gave her prayers to pray. Know the secret. Revelation knowledge. She started praying. Started praying. Day one, day two, day three, day four. We went on. I think it was on the ninth day. She was praying in the sitting room. All of a sudden, heaven opened a film show. He saw a revelation. He saw their father. Their father took the pant of the firstborn, white. Took the pant of the second one, white. Took the pant of the largest firstborn, world, and now world is trousers. The revelation was confusing to her. Do you understand? So what is this? She came to seek for advice. We sent her back. If you see any pastor in Mountain of Fire, who is telling you, this one is a witch, that one is a witch. I did not train him, he trained himself. We don't say, this is a witch, that's a witch. No, no. So, take this prayer too. The prayer is called disgracing the wicked. She started again. On the night again, the revelation came. Saw the man standing, still wearing the 3 pants. She now began to release fire. Fire came on the trousers, burnt the trousers, burnt the pants. She was screaming, and the revelation cleared. Next day, they summoned them to family house. Come, come, come. We don't know what is wrong with daddy. It's like somebody raised, and they were roasting him from the bum bum as like suya, like roasted meat. We don't understand. What kind of thing is this? The baby said, I see. If you ask her before, do you have a father? Yes, I have. She really does not have. After that revelation, the 3 of them, they got married in 1 day. 3. Or is it a mother that was now telling a woman who is 42 years old, because the daughter was having problems, at 42, you are now telling her that, I'm sorry, your name is Olumide, but your father really is not Olumide. You are the product of my boyfriend. I brought the pregnancy in and incubated it under your father. So okay. So mommy, okay. Olumide that you put me under is dead. Okay, take me to that your boyfriend. Who is my father? So that one too is dead. Is that a mother? But if you ask her, do you have money? This man says, sir, I have no money. This is why it's very dangerous to be offending God. Very dangerous. Lady, listen, boy, girl, ladies, gentlemen, brothers, sisters, listen. Witchcraft, you don't have. Familiar spirit, you don't have. Talisman, you don't have. Incantation, you don't know any. The only thing you know is God. But that God that you know, you are offending him. How will you defend yourself? How will he come and fight for you? God that is supposed to be your friend, you're not offending him. That is why the Bible issued this terrible curse. Very terrible curse. In Jeremiah chapter 17. Jeremiah 17, verse 5. A curse. Thus saith the Lord, curse be the man that trusted in man and maketh flesh his ham, whose heart departed from the Lord. That's what the Bible says that word. The story of many here is the story of Sir. I have no man. This man by the pool of Bethesda had been left alone for 38 years. No one to help him. No family members around him. When he said, no man, sir, I have no man, it means that there are many of those people who are by that pool, who have their own people there, waiting to push them into the water. As no man. Your father that should help you after marrying your mother. They marry 7 other witches in addition. And they have plenty of familiar spirit and witchcraft children. And you have no power. Nothing. They are just eating you up little by little. Instrumental destruction. You thought you had people. No man. No man at all. And this is why your best song should be dies not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. None else could heal all our soul diseases. No. Adam, their husband, wife, problem started. Eve created problems. Adam supported problems, their husband and wife. Cain and Abel, their brothers. Cain killed Abel. Lot and Abraham, their distant family members, see the problem. Esau and Jacob, even Joseph's brethren, they were the ones against him. Absalom waged war against his father David. The wife of Job looked at Job in his sickness and said, curse God and die. Curse God and die. Die and clear away so I can marry somebody else. This is a serious situation. And I want you to understand what we are saying here today. For those who know they have none, the closer you move to Jesus, the better. You glue yourself to Jesus. Ungluing yourself by sin, by all kinds of things that annoy God, it is not to your advantage. It will only empower your enemy to fight you hard. So they ask the man the question, will thou be made whole? Says, sir, I have no man. He didn't understand it. He thought that, he believed that if he had had an helper, he would have succeeded. The Bible says, I to the hills will lift up my head. From thence cometh my help, not from man. This is one side of the coin. The other side of the coin is this. There is an anointing to attract helpers. There is an anointing that pushes away helpers. Three misfortunes can happen to a man. One, for somebody to be helpless or stranded in life. He needs help, but help is not coming. Two, for your help to be delayed, for the help not to come when you need it. That's why the Bible says God is our refuge and strength. A very present help. Present. Not far away. Present help. May you receive help at the hour of need. And I prophesy upon your life. If you ask for one helper, time will come in the name of Jesus. There's someone for so tragedy number one is when there is no help. Number two is when the help is delayed. Number three is when the help is denied. Everybody needs a helper. Everybody needs help in life. If you say, man, I'm boasting, I can do this, I can do that, boasting of his skill, intellectual knowledge, well, he may be boasting, but he must be a liar. He's not telling the absolute truth. Wherever you are today, you are there because someone helped you. You are there because you met somebody. Somebody helped you. So there is nobody up there in life today that was not helped by somebody, one person or the other. Somebody gave him a heavy hand to the top. I decree upon your life that the helper that will make your life to be celebrated will come your way in the name of Jesus. Another sevenfold amen. Many years back, you know, my father was a policeman. We were living in police barrack, and you know, if you are a child and you live in that environment, only the good Lord can deliver you because of what goes on. I had this childhood friend. He failed all available exams, and when the devil wanted to finish him thoroughly, his mother went to a prophet. Here was a fellow, although he's not that smart. If your iron is spoiled, he will repair it. The radio is bad, he will repair it. Somebody has never entered the university, he will repair it. And his mother now took him to a prophet. And the prophet said, thus say the Lord. You are a medical doctor. And the man argued with the prophet. Say, prophet, I hate biology. So how can I be a doctor? There was argument. They scattered his destiny. But one day, they took him as a houseboy to somewhere. Since he could not be educated, it was the house of a white man. All of a sudden, out of the three houseboys, this white man just took a liking to him alone and started to remove him from the boys' quarters. He gave him a room in the flat. Then, like play, he has gotten him a visa. He's taking him away while the others are still there. What happened to that fellow? He had a helper. May your divine helper locate you. In the name of Jesus. Another sevenfold, amen. Now there are categories of helpers. There are regular helpers. These are your parents. They are there, come rain, come shine. They pay your school fees and bills. When you deliver a baby, your mother comes around. Regular helpers. There are casual helpers. Yes, we just come and give you once in a blooming help. We just come and say, well, God said I should do this, and that's it. There are general helpers, which is what you find sometimes in church. You have choir leaders, you have ushers. There is emergency helpers. These are the people who come when there's a crisis, a road accident, somebody is sick, call them emergency helpers. Then there is something called unexpected helpers. This is where God comes in when you are stranded. Somebody has disappointed you so seriously, and the enemy wants you to be stranded. But the truth is that as a child and as a daughter of Abraham, you cannot be stranded in life. If not refuses to help you, then the south must answer you by fire. If the earth will not help you, the heaven will come and help you. So as a child of God, don't harm yourself or kill yourself because somebody disappointed you. As a sister, don't have high blood pressure because one man left. If a man has jittered and has left, then he's not supposed to be with you at all. And it is good he leaves you very early instead of leaving you when you are old. Whenever God looks and allows a man to take a mat from under you, he's about to bring you a mattress. And the mat and mattress are not in the same class at all. Then there is what you call strategic helpers. These are the ones who will deliver what to make your life move forward for a long time. There are power secrets to attract helpers. This man by the pool of Bethesda, no helper. But God is telling us, and even if you have no man like this man is saying, there is still a friend called Jesus. What do? To attract helpers. Number one, be a true child of God. Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. A large percentage of those who come to church are simply not born again. It's good you are coming for manna water service. To make your miracle to be permanent, you must be born again. You must stop playing games with God. God is only committed to those whose names are in the register of heaven. God doesn't disburse his miracles anyhow. God invests where he can get dividends. Unless you become a real child of God, you might not benefit from his benefits. He may allow you to enjoy general blessings, but not specific ones. Be a true child of God. Be born again. Be a friend of God. That is tip number one. You want to attract a person to your life. Two, be a helper to yourself. The Bible says, therefore all things whatsoever that you want men to do to you, do you even so to them. This is the summary of the law and the prophets. Everybody has the capacity to help somebody. At your level, you are a helper to somebody else. Listen and listen to me clearly. Life will normally treat you the way you treat others. Treat other people well. Because there is a recording device in life that records everything you do to people and how you act to people. One, be a true child of God. Be a helper yourself. Three, be an incurable giver. An incurable giver. That is, be generous. As a rule, the children of the generous never suffer. They don't suffer. So be a giver, an incurable one. Four, rejoice in the Lord always. Don't let sorrow be part of your life. Every sorrow, every crying, every tear, every melancholy attracts evil spirits to you. You magnetize negative spirits to you. Magnetize negative charges to yourself. You may think you are crying to satisfy yourself, but you are actually attracting the spirit of sorrow to yourself. That's why the Bible says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Because he knows that, therefore with joy, shall you draw water out of the well of salvation. You can't draw water out of the well of salvation when you are sad and melancholy. The bottom line is this, beloved. To many people, their story is like this man. They have no man. Rise to your feet now. Rise to your feet now. There is not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. None else could heal all our souls' diseases. No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our sorrows. Not born again, you have to surrender the life to Jesus. Do so very quickly now by raising up your right hand where you are and say what I'm going to say after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. You said that short prayer with me. Immediately we close, find a way to the altar here and see our workers so they can help you more. Thank you, Jesus. The first prayer I want you to pray, if you love yourself, pray it well. Pray it very well. Unfriendly friends. Hear the word of the Lord. Depart from my life. In the name of Jesus. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, internal. battles. Domestic battles. In the name of Jesus. Makatenda ya boshende rabokopolaba. Makaya Boshenta. In Jesus' name we pray. My angels of blessings, I am available. Locate me now. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and ask for a divine location of your angels. Pray. I speak unto your life. Right there where you are standing. Every wilderness arrow, every wilderness detention in your life is disgraced in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. The tunnel through witchcraft enters into your destiny is closed down forever in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, whether the devil likes it or not, pillars of destiny achievements will be erected in your life in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And before this month goes to an end, you shall receive favor from unexpected places. In the name of Jesus, whether it is convenient for the enemy or not, God shall be God in your situation. In the name of Jesus, the Almighty God will over answer your prayers in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And just like the man at the pool of Bethesda, the Almighty will make his promise of blessed is the man whom thou hast chosen. Who make that promise of you being chosen from among the multitudes to happen in your life in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Grip your head with your two hands. And speak unto that head like this. My head. Hear the word of the Lord. Arise and shine. In the name of Jesus. Masetali Katwa. Jeez. Silence, beloved. Father, I speak the word of deliverance unto the life of anyone here who has been donated to an idol, donated to marine powers, donated to witchcraft powers. I speak the word of deliverance upon them now. Right there where they are, let the covenant, the chain, the linkage joining them with these powers be broken now. In the name of Jesus. Number one. That's number two. That's number three. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Jesus. Stretch your right hand towards this altar. Father, let his hands carry the fire and power of deliverance. Let it be a yoke-breaking hand. In the name of Jesus. Now smite anywhere you are having health challenge or problems. As we are smiting it, be shouting, Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost fire. Let's go! In the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for your children who have joined this program. Let your hand be upon them for good. Mobilize heaven to help their lives. By the time we meet again, let them become greater bundles of testimonies. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. 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 And let us share the grace in fellowship, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Seven glorious hallelujah. Let's go. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus.